In the past 6 years, there's been a little boom in the number of breweries and cideries opening up in Duluth, and many of those venues have tap rooms with stages. As Simone Caceres tells us, that's meant some changes for the local music scene.
Walking down West Michigan Street toward Bent Paddle Brewing Company in West Duluth, you can hear a buzz in the air. It's Friday evening, and the house is packed. At the front of the room, the band Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank plays its first set. The chatter is loud, and sometimes it can be hard to hear the music. But weekend scenes like this are becoming more familiar here in the city. In the past 6 years, 7 tap rooms have opened up in the city. Outside traditional music halls and theaters, people looking for live music in Duluth could typically find it at restaurants and bars. But now most of these new tap rooms feature live music, which has added more venues and more shows to an already hopping Duluth music scene. Tiga Lexi, a member of the band playing at Bent Paddle, says he likes playing in these new spaces and appreciates having more opportunities for gigs in the area.
You know, where there's people that want to hear music will come and play. And the combination of microbrews and local music, local beer and local music seems natural.
And for breweries, that combination of beer and music helps create a distinct vibe and culture for their tap rooms. It's also a chance to become more a part of the community and promote the local music scene in town.
Our goal is always to treat musicians really well.
Pepin Young runs the tap room at Bent Paddle. He says his business and the musicians who play there have a lot in common.
For many, it's their career. And as like our career is creating beer and packaging that beer and putting that beer out in the market, they're creating and they're packaging their art and their craft and putting it out into the world too.
For some local artists, the tap rooms that have cropped up over the past few years have been a nice option for playing regular gigs. But musician Jacob Mahone says that for him, those spots are nice for the bottom line, but they don't take the place of Duluth's coffee shops and bars, where music is more than just the ambiance, it's the focus.
If we didn't have listening rooms, the brewery thing wouldn't be so sweet. If we didn't have that place to build an actual audience that doesn't just want to come get pizza or beer, then it might be a little problematic.
And Duluth, he says, is a place with a deep appreciation for its local artists. That's something Melissa Latour, who leads the city's homegrown music festival, sees in Duluth's tap rooms too.
You do have the crowd that comes in specifically for beer that might not need the music or want the music. But if you watch some of them, they kind of begin to see the music and hear it, and then they're kind of more curious.
That's exactly what's happening back at Bent Paddle on West Michigan Street. As the Friday night wears on, the chatter begins to settle down. More and more people turn their attention to the band. And soon for them, the music becomes the focus. Simone Caceres, NPR News, Duluth.
And sadly, a key figure in Duluth's music scene, Rick Boo, has died suddenly. He died earlier this week. The 60-year-old was a central figure in rehabbing and then reopening the North Shore Theater. He was the co-owner of Carmody Irish Pub and Brewing, who was behind Carmody 61, which is in Two Harbors. He's also behind the Hometown Music Festival. There's no word on funeral services.